my God, why have you abandoned me? My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, at the very onset of Palm Sunday, I just would like to highlight what we actually did till now. Palms. The symbol, the palms that you and I have, is indeed a paradox. A paradox in the sense, on Palm Sunday, the people laid palms on the road whereby Jesus walked. They raised palms, cheering him, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David." And then declared that he was king. The paradox of that, Christ the King did not wear a crown of jewels on his head, but rather a crown of thorns. The paradox, Christ the King did not ride in a chariot driven by horses, but rode on a donkey. The paradox of Christ the King, who was filled with love, was portrayed as a man of anger. And finally, Christ the King, who was declared to the whole world as an imposter, now changes the whole situation of life. My God, why have you abandoned me? That was God's plan, my dear brothers and sisters. And today, the second part, I'm going to share with you some beautiful thoughts, something to think about from our Holy Father, Pope Francis. Amazed, as Pope Francis, amazed by love. Every year, this liturgy leaves us amazed. We pass from the joy of welcoming Jesus as he enters Jerusalem to the sorrow watching him condemned to death and then crucified. As St. Francis of Assisi contemplated the crucified Lord, he was amazed that his friars did not weep when they saw the crucified Lord. What about you and me? Do we weep? Do we sympathize? Or do we empathize with the cross? Something to think about in the next few days. Can we still be moved by God's love? God's love is always there. Have we lost the ability to be amazed by him? Why? The distractions of TV, of the media, of the internet, of the phone, of material goods? May we remain trapped, my dear brothers and sisters, in our regrets and allow ourselves to be crippled by our disappointments? Do we allow Satan to harass us of our past? He does it very well. Very well. Are there anybody here who are suffering from that, including you and me? Harassed by Satan about our past life? We hear the words, "How can God forgive you for such and such a thing?" Yes, the answer is God is all loving. God's mercy is infinite. God's mercy is abounding. Maybe we have lost all our trust or even feel worthless. Perhaps we have lost our trust in our own family or in our own neighborhood, in our own employment. Perhaps we have been let down by people. We have been depraved by the ones whom we loved. Now's the time, my dear brothers and sisters, for you and me to think about Jesus. What would Jesus do? Let us then start over from amazement. Let us gaze upon Jesus on the cross and say to him, "Lord, how much you love me. How precious I am to you." Yes, each and every one of us, every individual here and all over, are precious to Jesus. Let us be amazed by Jesus so that we can start living again. Let the bygones be bygones. The past is forgiven and forgotten. Today's gospel shows us immediately after the death of Jesus a splendid icon of amazement. It is the scene of the centurion who, upon seeing Jesus that died, said, "Truly, truly, this man was the Son of God." An afterthought. Too late, too late. Doesn't it happen to us, my dear brothers and sisters? An afterthought, too late. But remember, God is a God of second chances. We see that in Peter himself. It is the scene, how did he see Jesus die? He saw him die in love that has amazed him. Jesus suffered immensely, you and I know that, but he never stopped loving. This is what it is to be amazed before God. We have an amazing God, my dear brothers and sisters. And during this Holy Week, the church puts before us this beautiful life story of love on the cross. "Truly this man was the Son of God," said the Passion narrative. The Gospels, for his miracles and prodigious works, have admired Jesus for his lifestyle. Yet Christ silenced them because they risked remaining purely on the level of worldly admiration. About you and me, do we look for accolades? Do we look for honor? Are we ambitious? Do we want to go ahead at the expense of someone else? In our family, in our neighborhood, even in our parish, do we want to curry favor with the pastor? Something to think about. Now, it can be no longer so, for at the foot of the cross, there can be no mistake. God has revealed himself and reigns only with the disarmed and disarming power of love. So my dear brothers and sisters, during this Holy Week, as we contemplate the great mysteries, first the mystery of the priesthood on Holy Thursday. No greater love than this can a man have than to lay down his life for his friends. The priesthood. Without the priest, no mass. But let us remember also, a priest is a human being like anybody else. Faults and failures. Peter, Paul, St. Augustine, and the list goes on. Let us then be filled, my dear brothers and sisters, with that amazing word, "You are the Son of God." Pay attention, something to follow next Sunday. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kindly stand, please. I believe, Father.